Foolish mortal. Who's the one who's released me from my infernal prison? Oh, wow. You're tall. Well, what dark purpose has led you to seek out the services of one such as I? I warn you now, puny human, to cut a deal with a demon is to play with forces far beyond your mortal comprehension. You wanna fuck? Seriously? That's it? You summoned a demon from the deepest pit in the fiery bowels of hell so that you could fuck her? That's gotta be the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. I mean, look at this place. The summoning circle drawn on the floor. The fancy silver knife. And one, two. How many candles is that? How much did all this nonsense cost? And you did all of this instead of just summoning a human sex worker for a few bucks? You wanted the best of the best. Well, I appreciate a man with some ambition, but why me? A succubus. You were trying to summon a succubus? You called me to this place by accident while trying to summon a succubus? No, I'm not a succubus. Do I look like a succubus to you? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, I bet I know what you're thinking. Come on, I'm not that short, am I? There's adult humans shorter than me, I think. And I am not flat. Look at these puppies. Do they look flat to you? Maybe they're a little small by human standards, but do you see these hips? Most people would describe them as childbearing. That's not the point. I'm not a succubus. I ain't some dirty sex demon. I'm an imp. You know, one of hell's mischievous servants. If you're wondering why I'm naked, aside from the thigh-high socks, you kinda summoned me when I was getting dressed. Wait a minute. If this summoning circle was meant to contain and control succubi, then... Oh, freedom, you fool. In your hubris, you didn't realize your feeble summoning circle would be woefully insufficient to contain a being of my might. Aw, crap. I have no idea what to do now. Oh, come on. I didn't really expect to make it this far. It's not my fault you summoned me alone to some dirty apartment in the middle of... Where are we? Right, in the middle of wherever the hell that is. Well, gosh, I have no idea what comes next. I can't very well start cutting deals with you after all. You saw me humiliating myself like this. But I don't want to just go back down to hell. It's hell. You okay with me crashing on your couch until I figure things out? I think we can work out a little deal till then. Just because you didn't get a succubus don't mean you can't get what you wanted. But, first I'm kind of hungry. Mind if I grab something to eat? I gotta make sure human food is edible for imps like me, though. Okay, so this is the kitchen, right? Let's see what we got here. What's in this bag? Potato chips? Let's have a taste. What? What in the nine hells? This is amazing. It's so firm and crisp, but flavor's so salty. This is the greatest delicacy I've tasted in all my 1,000 years of existence. Really? I can have as many as I want? You really, really mean that? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You might be the only human I've met, but you must be the nicest guy in all the world. What can I do to repay you? Oh, right. My end of the deal. Cashing in on it kind of quick, ain't ya? What the hell? You're cute enough. Let's do it. All right, let me just... What? Hey, mate, stop. Put me down. Just because you're bigger than me, you think that means you can just drag me wherever? Is that it? 2-bedroom? Why is that? Comfier than the floor? I mean, I guess. You might have wanted to, I don't know, fuck me in front of a window or something. Okay, we're here. Put me down already. Thank you. So, if we're gonna have sex, the first thing we need to do is... Oh. Wow. That thing's huge. Are all human cocks this big? Oh, shut up. Everything on humans is big to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yuck it up. Short girl takes a big cock. So funny I forgot to laugh. Let's see if you're still laughing after I swallow it all, huh? I thought that'd shut you up. This tiny little imp's mouth sucking down your entire length a bit too much for you? Sure are tensing a lot. You need to grab onto something? And help steady yourself? I'd hate for my amazing blowjob skills to knock you clean off your feet. Whoa, hey, hands off the horns. I'm not the kind of demon that you can just grab and face fuck on the first date, okay? Okay. What's this clear stuff that's gathering up at the tip? This is the second tastiest new flavor I've found today. The human world is full of wonders. As much as I'd love to taste more, I don't want you coming before I've had my fun. Besides, you probably want a good look at my pussy before you fuck it, don't you? In fact, you should probably do more than that. You know, return the favor before you get to fuck me. Considering you summoned me so unexpectedly. And not to mention, you did touch my horns, and that's off limits. Yeah, I thought you'd see it my way. Here, it's probably easier for you if I sit on your bed, right? I wonder if you've ever had a naked girl in your room before. You should be grateful, little human. I guess I don't even have to tell you to focus on my slit. The thigh highs really draw the attention to it, huh? Why don't you kiss it if you'd like it that much? That's a good boy. You want me to spread it so you can get a better look? Keep kissing. Show me how much you want it. Oh, you fucking love my pussy, don't you? Oh, you love how pretty the lips look. Like little petals. How my... Oh, my sweet scent fills you. Makes your cock stiffen in your box of shorts. You probably never seen anything like my pussy before. And the way the wet pink folds of it look against my red skin when it's spread like this. Beautiful, ain't it? Such a pretty human. There you go. Keep kissing me. Service your new mistress, that's right. Try using your tongue as well, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, nice and slow. Oh, you summoned me here, so you better make it worth my while. Fuck, don't stop. Lap at my slit, little puppy. Press your face a little closer like good human slut. Come on, nuzzle into me. It's okay. Mistress is gonna guide you, sweetheart. Don't you worry about a thing. Oh, hell. You ain't too bad at this. I bet you've always dreamed of it. Having your face fucked by a cute little imp. Be honest, slut. You know succubi ain't any fun. They just drain men, turn them into mindless humping animals. But I can treat you right. I'll cuddle you and pet you and give you all the love that humans need. Someone liked the sound of that, didn't he? You must be feeling deprived, sweetheart. I'm so sorry. But it's okay, because you have mistress now. You're my good boy. Yeah. If you're a good boy and drink my cum, I might even make you my pet. You want to be my pet, little slut? To be owned by such a fearsome imp? You're moaning so much. Oh, I guess I got my answer. Oh, you're gonna look adorable on a leash. I guess keeping my tail wrapped pretty loose around your neck will have to do for now. I am so glad a succubus didn't get her claws in you. They don't deserve a human this wonderful. Oh, fuck. I'm almost there, sweetheart. Can you feel how hot my pussy is? Oh, while it squeezes around your tongue. It's gonna feel even better around your cock after you satisfy me. Yeah. Get ready. Mistress is gonna squirt in your mouth. Fuck. Fuck, that's it. Keep rubbing it just like that. Fuck, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Don't stop. Yeah. Oh, mistress is coming. Oh, I'm coming, baby. Shit. That's just what I needed. You give better head than any of the demons I've been with. And let me tell you, that's quite the accomplishment. I don't know what came over me. You just brought out a side of me that really wanted to bully you when you had your face between my soft thighs like that. I guess humans are just so naturally submissive to demon kind, even one as small as me. I think I'm probably right when I say we'll both see that part of me again pretty soon. I mean, look how wet your face is. I think that tells you all you need to know about how well you did. Don't worry, I ain't done with you yet. You still haven't come. And what kind of mistress would I be if I left my new human pet with blue balls, huh? You've been so good to me. I'm gonna let you come in me as a reward. You'd like that, wouldn't you? I know you want to see your thick cum oozing out of my tight little pussy. Even if you won't admit it. It's a natural desire for human men. Even I know that. So, what do you think? Pretty nice view, ain't it? You getting a pretty good look at my cute little ass when I'm on my hands and knees like this? It's the perfect position for you to grab my belly and feel your cock bulging inside of it. Look at my tail spreading my pussy for ya. And that's all the invitation you need, ain't it, human? You gonna fuck me or what? Alright, you better get started before I change my mind. Yeah. How long has it been since I felt something this good? You go ahead and start moving. I'm ready. By the darkness, you feel amazing. Yeah, that's right. That's it. I'll just pound the hell out of my demon pussy. Slam that huge fucking cock into my tiny imp body. I can take it. I can take it. You feel your hips hitting against my ass? Doesn't feel so small now that it's swallowing you up and taking such a beating from you, does it? Fuck. I love the way your cock rubs up against my cervix. No way I can go back to the other imps after this. Oh, damn it, I said not to touch my horns. They're just sensitive. That wasn't an invitation to grab one of them. You think you're so smart? You think you're so tough? Don't forget, I'm the one in control here. Let's see how you like this. How's that feel? That's my tail going right into your ass. Never felt anything like that before, have ya? The way I can wriggle it around, just like this. Better than some sex toy, ain't it? You think some boring-ass succubus could do this? No, don't fight it. I mean, seriously, don't fight it. You might get hurt. No, I don't want that. Jeez, you're giving me free food and rent here. I'm trying to pay you back. Not hurt you or, like, steal your soul or anything. Just relax, okay? I promise this'll feel good. Yeah? Yeah? You feel that? Like this I can prod right at your insides. Stimulate you directly. Most human men don't realize just how versatile their assholes are. I can bring you right up to the edge. And then pull it back. Make it last as long as I like. Is that bad? Do you want to shoot your cum into my tight, tiny imp pussy? Well, I guess since you've been so nice to me, I can let you come. But only on one condition. Yeah. That condition is, I need you to come harder than you've ever come in your entire life. Oh, yeah. Go completely wild inside of me. Oh, I'm not gonna show you any mercy. I'm gonna keep fucking that ass with my tail until you empty those balls inside of me. Oh, yeah. Fuck me with that big human cock of yours. Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't stop. You love the feeling of my tail inside you, don't you? You getting close? You gonna come for me already? I'm gonna shoot all that sticky white cum inside of my pussy. Fill up my little demon womb. Well, do it already. I'm gonna milk you dry. That's right. Come. Come. Do it. Come, do it. Do it. Come. Yes. Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the shit right there. Nothing like making a guy jizz his fucking brains out inside of you. Hey, you still alive over there? Good. I know it was pretty intense. I mean, that was the whole point. Just take a deep breath. You'll be all right. But if you touch my horns again, you'll be getting more than just my tail up your ass. You got that? Good. May as well pull my tail out of you so you can turn us over. I want to stay on top of you, but keep that cock in me, okay? I like how it feels. Especially after you filled me up. That's better. Hey, what's the problem? Your eyes are kind of doing a thing. Why do you look so... Oh. You think you may have bred me, don't you? Would that really be so bad? Maybe one of my little demon eggs was feeling lonely. Look, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, okay? I mean, assuming we get to it. Please don't send me back. It's really boring in hell. I can't go back to being a servant when it's so much fun pushing a human around. Especially one that likes it this much. Really? You're okay with me staying with you? You'll really let me be your mistress? Ooh, thank you so much. I promise I'll stick by your side. I don't really know what a girl like me can do to help out, but I don't know, maybe I can learn to cook or clean or something. You'd be happy just having me around? That's... Well, then I'll be happy to stay. And look at it this way. If I do get pregnant, that's even more reason for me to stay here, huh? But that's not important right now, right? What I really want to know is, where can I get more of those potato chips? I'm just kidding. I can wait for now. I'm not familiar with humans, but pretty easy to tell that you're a needy and a cuddly one. It's going to be pretty fun staying here. Maybe tomorrow I can work on some disguise magic on myself and we can look for a nice collar for ya. Or we could just fuck like rabbits. Anything's possible, right? Whatever happens, I know it's gonna be much more fun than the life I've been living. Good night, my lovely little human.